Kubota is proud to be driven by perfectionists. They do it right or they don't do it. Perfectionists use the best, whether it's a compact tractor, a zero-turn mower, or diesel utility vehicle. Get some perfection in your world. Find your local Kubota dealer at FloridaKubotaDealers.com.
WCAB Sweetwater is 880 AM, The Biz, a service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. On Twitter at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. We have got a great show to you for you today. We are live from the University of Florida studios at WRUF, broadcasting through our station at home, 880 AM The Biz. This is Jim Fried with Fried on Business. We've got a great show from Gainesville. We're going to talk about the real estate market in the state of Florida. I'm broadcasting from the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies annual executive committee conference. So we've got some top people up here, but we picked the best. We've got John Crossman, president of the Crossman Companies. John is going to talk about real estate statewide. Then at the turn, we're going to have UHealth on. The folks at UHealth are bringing us. This is Alzheimer's day the other day, and we're going to talk Alzheimer's. So stick with us. If you or somebody you know is suffering from or in early stage Alzheimer's, you're going to hear what we have to say. And then we're going to finish the show with Dr. Kent Malone from the University of Florida. He's out in the green room waving and doing his texting right now, and Dr. Malone's going to talk about the expansion they're doing here in the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies classwork in both the undergraduate and graduate levels. So we've got a great show. It's real estate and healthcare here today on Freedom Business. AC, take it away. All right. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider, and that means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely to schedule your appointment. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
All right, well, we're back, and I was waiting for some music, but that's okay. We're back, and we're live. We're here from the University of Florida, live from the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies annual retreat, and I have got one of my favorite guests back with me on the show, John Crossman. He's the chairman of Crossman & Company. John, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, John, I know that your firm specializes in retail, but to do an effective job in representing your clients and tenants in the retail space, you've got to know about the other product types too, right?
Absolutely. Retail's the funnest part, but it's a part of the whole thing.
All right. Well, then I want to talk about what you see in the real estate market all around the state, and we're going to travel around the state of Florida. Let's start. And I know, you see, John represents Publix, so he's got a center in every part of the state. So let's start in the Panhandle, John. What's going on in the Panhandle? How's that doing up there?
Well, you know, look, any other state we're going to talk about, we're going to first talk about growth, right? Because if there's growth, there's people moving there, if they're vacationing there, there's jobs. Job creates growth, then you get retail follows, okay?
Well, I like to say that if a developer has cash, he builds. If a developer has demand and cash, he builds a lot.
Very true.
All right. So
let's talk about the Panhandle. So we know it's St. Joe. They've got a lot of kids still going up there.
Sure.
We know the markets of Pensacola. The markets around Pensacola have been doing well. Tallahassee is continued expansion, both FSU and FAMU doing well. So it's not like other areas of state. It's not like Miami, of course, but there is growth. There is job opportunities. Overall, the market's trending in the right direction.
Okay, that sounds great. And how about a diversification of the stuff up there? I guess that there's government and industry besides tourism, but tourism still wags the tail of the dog up there, right?
It does. But again, when you think about Tallahassee, education, the state, those things are going pretty great. And we got some great leadership at those universities up there, so that's helpful.
I know you know all the leaders. John builds a lot of scholarships. We'll talk about that towards the end of the segment. John, so that's Northwest Florida. How about Northeast Florida? Jacksonville, you got projects up there. How's Jacksonville doing?
I do like Jacksonville. I think the things with the port there, the growth there. Again, a lot of positive titties. I think the leadership in Jacksonville is doing a great job. So, yeah, overall, things are going well there.
So the northern part of the state is steady. It's stable. There's things going on. Not a lot of appreciation, but stable.
Stable.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, stable's a good thing. Stable's a good thing. Let's move to Orlando. Orlando's where your company's headquartered.
Yes, sir.
It's where you and folks like Daryl Carter do lots of real estate.
That's true.
Now, hey, high five to Daryl. I had to get Daryl in there somewhere. You know, Daryl called me the other day. Daryl, call me back, bro. Now, what's going on in Central Florida? And I don't want to gloss over this because I was driving through, and I put my GPS map on in my car, and I saw something you just really don't see in many places, a completed beltway.
That's right.
A beltway, and I'm thinking to myself, well, shoot, when I was living there, they were just talking about that. So the beltway is in Orlando, and that opens up some serious opportunities, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, listen, remember this. We had the biggest year in tourism we've ever had, okay? You can't deny that. The second thing, when you talk about
the mouse is in the house.
Mouse is in the house. The second thing I tell you is that when I've talked about success in Orlando, it's the I-4 corridor and follow the Beltway. Those are the two areas that have done historically the best when it comes to retail, residential, and some other areas. The other thing I tell you about downtown Orlando, you look at this downtown Performing Arts Center.
Well, wait, there's a downtown in Orlando.
There's a real downtown.
People live in high-rises around Lake Eola and Shop at Publix, right?
Absolutely. Well, what's funny is downtown Disney is going to redevelopment, and it's doing great, but we have another, the actual real downtown. It's pretty exciting, too.
Well, you know, I have to just toot my own horn. You know, I did the feasibility study for Pleasure Island, but that just proves how old I really am.
Right.
Because now they're tearing it down. But go ahead now. So you're following the Beltway. You're looking at residential and commercial. Tell me more.
Well, one thing off the topic a little bit, talking about Central Florida.
It's okay. Freelance, please.
I just want to mention that the one area that gets overlooked sometimes is just north of Orlando, and I call it sort of North Central, and that's the market of Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages.
Oh, wait. The Villages. Now, the Villages is a thing unto itself.
It is. But, you know, for the longest time, Ocala was a market that you kind of had the high-end people that own horses and the people that shovel things behind horses. You didn't have a solid middle class, which would have made it challenging.
Yeah.
The Villages has really helped establish a middle class in Ocala. And then Gainesville, similar to Tallahassee, it is a great, solid, stable market. So that market in itself, people that live in Ocala and they work in the Villages, or they live in Ocala and they work in Gainesville, or any of those connections between, that's a really cool little market in and of itself. I think it's going to be interesting to watch.
And I think that it provides a lifestyle that you don't get anywhere else in Florida. Maybe Inverness, I guess, which that's really reaching, but that's a beautiful place too. People just don't know about.
Right.
Space Coast. What's going on the Space Coast? How's that doing?
Well, you know, there's ups and downs, right? You got some growth in the.
That's a one horse town.
Yeah, there's some growth there, but I think the port is going to be something to keep to watch there. I think that's going to be one of the coolest stories to keep watching. There's growth there and see things happening. Other parts that are still a little slower, but it's overall trending the right way.
Oh, I like it when things trend the right way. Now, we talked about Orlando. We talked about the Space Coast. Let's go across the I-4 corridor and talk about, I guess we can do it in general, Lakeland, Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete, that whole Central Florida, West Central Florida. How's that doing?
That area is a very solid, stable, you know, you've got a lot of your Florida's things with tourism, things like that. But it's a little bit more of a developed market. It's a big market.
Well, they have office there. Big office.
Office, industrial. It really has corporate expansion. Tampa, St. Pete, very strong. It's a tier one market, and it needs to be respected for that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now I'm going to leave South Florida for the second, the second thing we're going to do. But overall, are you seeing rents increase, retail coming back? Are mom and pop back? Are they going away? What are you seeing in the retail components?
Overall, things are heading in the right direction. I will tell you this, Jim. What I would say is I really like this time in the market because things are good, but they're not crazy.
Oh, perfect.
Right?
Yes.
But not crazy.
Yes.
And you and I both saw, you know, no one was surprised by the bubble bursting when it did back in the day. We were all surprised how deeply it penetrated, but it was not surprising because it's crazy things were happening.
Well, it was artificially depressed interest rates, and we still have artificially low interest rates today. The Fed can't get them off the floor, but we don't talk politics here. So, John, what do you see in the future for Central Florida and North Florida? I want to take those, like I said, and do those in one segment. Then we'll come back in the second segment. I want to talk about South Florida, and I want to talk about some of the paying forward and social good that your firm does. So give me just a little bit more on Central and North Florida, rent increases, development pace, across the board, not just retail, apartments, things like that.
Well, the first thing I would say to you, Jim, is that I think that it's easy to assume that leadership in different parts of the state or parts of the country want growth, right? Or they want what's best. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they say they do but don't actually do it.
Okay.
What I really like about Central Florida is the Orange County and the city of Orlando, which are separate. You have a mayor of the city and a mayor of the county.
Sure.
They have gotten along well. They're from different sides of the aisle. You don't talk about politics, but they're different political parties.
Okay, you could say it that way.
But they get along well, and they work together.
Well, how come these people aren't in Congress? But that's we don't talk politics here.
But they really, you know, going back to Mayor Dyer, Mayor Karate, should be respected for that. And I think that and they also take the issues serious in the community, and so that helps out business development. I will tell you something about Mayor Dyer in Central Florida. If there is a deal, office, retail, industrial, residential, and he needs to get on the phone and call somebody and tell him how great Central Florida is, he'll do it. And that's pretty cool. And so that's unique, and that's a thing that we should be appreciative of. We have pro-business leadership in any parts of our state.
Well, I think a lot of business, a lot of leadership is pro-business, but if you have somebody that's effective, I think that's where you give out the high five, because
right.
finding somebody that's an effective leader in business that's not out there just going to the next fundraiser, that's the most important thing, and especially at the local level where the hours of governance are long and the thank yous are far between, those politicians, they do have a little bit of a tough job. What are some of the innovations that you're seeing coming out of places like Publix? Publix is doing a lot of new things. What are some of the things you're seeing that are going to be coming up in the retail industry that we need to look out for?
Well, I think that, you know, it's funny, Jim, when radio came out, and originally radio came out, it was supposed to kill live theater, right? And then movies were supposed to kill radio, and then TV was supposed to kill, you know, on and on.
Sure.
Live theater is the biggest it's ever been. So a lot of times when people talk about retail, they say, well, you know, the internet and these things are going to kill retail. Well, the reality is like, why does Apple have a store? You know, why is that?
Because I want to go in and touch and feel and talk
exactly,
to somebody.
Exactly. So when you're asking about Publix is a great example of getting it all right. They have a great store experience. They have great customer service. They know how to do things where you can go on the web and check on lines and BOGO and things like that. They're doing it all well. You have to understand that we have consumers. My oldest daughter is 12. Her first class she's taken in middle school is web design. Okay? Now think about that.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. And then I have employees who are in their 70s and they are off the grid. You know, they are not in any way involved in any kind of social media. And great retailers have to understand their consumers are going that way.
Well, John, we've only got about 30 seconds in this segment, so what I want to do is tee you up. Think about South Florida. We're going to talk about South Florida real estate and the strength of the South Florida real estate market right after this. I also want to talk about some of the great initiatives you have to help kids get through school. We're going to be right back after this. I'm giving the high five to the studio down in Miami. AC, it's yours. We're going to come back here in Gainesville Live with more John Crossman after this short break. I'm going to do my live read next. AC, go to music. Come back. We're rocking today from Gainesville. All right, we're live. We're staying alive. We're live from the University of Florida here in Gainesville, broadcasting to you in South Florida. And, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car and you want to get every advantage that you can, you got to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And by now, you know that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You know, you even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199. 507-7199.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions?
This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. The mic is hot. We're in Gainesville. Larry's cracking up back at the studio. AC's driving the boat. We got John Crossman here in Gainesville with us. John's the president of Crossman Companies. He's one of the largest managers of retail properties in the United States, and he's here with us today. We're talking to John about how he sees the retail market and the market in general in Florida. We just went through the north and northwest and central part of the state. Now we're going to talk about south and southwest Florida. That's where I live, and that's where I know John's got an increasingly broad footprint. So, John, welcome back, and thanks for being on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Now, John, we're going to talk about South Florida, and let's just, you know, go right to it. Miami is insane. Broward is crazy, and West Palm is just still developing there. So what is your firm seeing from a retail perspective? Because that's the center. That's where it all comes together.
Well, the first thing I'd say is that I think what's amazing about South Florida is the depth of that market. You know, you think about going to New York City, and somebody might say they went and spent time in Manhattan, but you're like, there's Brooklyn, there's the rest, there's all five boroughs, and even Manhattan, there's all the places.
Then there's Miami's the missing borough, but that's another show.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like somebody says they're going to go to South Florida on vacation. You think, my gosh, you could spend so much time. And even when you talk about Miami, there's so many great parts of Miami. So I think the news story to me is the depth and the breadth of success of South Florida is pretty amazing.
Well, that's terrific, seeing as how you're an outsider from Central Florida. It's great for you to say that. Now, Miami was for years under-retailed. It appears as though retailers are coming in with a vengeance, but that it's still a little bit under-retailed. What are you seeing from rental rates, and what do you see as the hot sector?
Well, first off, there's a lot of big projects coming online, right?
Sure.
And a lot of people are talking about, is it going to be success or not? I'm going to tell you, as long as the construction design, you know, it's the flow is right, I think they're all going to be successful.
Okay.
The amount of wealth down there, the amount of tourism down there, the wealth of the tourism down there, I feel very bullish on it. The rent rates are going significantly up, but they're in pace. You know, the thing about retail is, what I like about retail is that the rents match the growth, right? They match the volume the retailers are doing. They're doing the volume, they can pay the rent. You know, rent, it really should only be about 10% factor of the retailer's business. You know, mm-hmm. the other things and products.
Sure,
and
well, occupancy like costs, sure.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, you know, again, the whole market, there's different segments of it. I think there will be some really cool, unique redevelopment plays, different places. I think you're going to still see some of the malls still have to do some things different because the number of retailers, the scale of retailers mm-hmm. is changing, and a lot of the boxes are getting smaller. But it's still very bullish on it, my man. Very
okay,
bullish.
Well, if retail's going strong, you think that I'm sure that you believe the resi will too. Now, John, I touted it a little bit. I know that you are growing your shop down in Miami, and I know that you see expansion down there. But one of the other things that you do, and we're here at the University of Florida talking about real estate in the state of Florida, but I also want to talk a little bit about your involvement in the program now, and we're going to have Dr. Malone on in the second half talking about the types of real estate education stuff that's going on here. But, John, you take broader than just the University of Florida. You take a real focus on overall the next generation of leaders, and I'd like you to speak just for a couple of minutes to the folks out there as though they're the next gens. What would you tell folks that are looking to just get in business and have a life
in the future. What's some good advice you can give them for that?
There's two things, Jim. First off, I want you to know, and I want your listeners to know, that we are committed to providing free resources to anyone interested in commercial real estate anywhere in the world. So on our website, through our social media, we have a guide to commercial real estate. We have YouTube videos. We have all kinds of things. They're always for free, and they always will be for free.
Well, hold on a second. So if somebody wants to get some information or an overview or some general stick their toe in the water stuff about real estate, what's your website, John?
It's www.crossmanco.com. And anybody can connect to me on LinkedIn. I'm happy to welcome in our YouTube channel, Crossman and Crossman and Ampersand Company YouTube channel. So there's that. You asked me about advice and success. I think my advice to them would be to be like Jim Fried. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you exactly why. There's two things about Jim Fried that I think really jump out to me. Number one is discipline. If you want to be good in your business, you have to be very solidly disciplined about what you do. The second thing I would tell you how to do, you got to take risk. You got to take some risk. And I think taking very calculated risk, and underneath both those two things of discipline and risk, great love and passion. That's Jim Fried. Be like Jim Fried is what I tell you.
Well, now I'm speechless.
That's hard to do, Jim Fried.
Thank you, John. It's very, you know, I want to thank you for that because I do work hard to be disciplined. I do work hard, very much so.
You take risks, though, Jim. And I think if you say, what's the one word that limits people's careers? The word is fear. That's what limits people's careers.
I was scared to do the radio show, and here were 335 episodes. I was driving up. I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to get the thing here to work right because the guy who I used to work with at RUF is gone, but everybody was terrific. And I think that the most important thing about all that is to just stay positive and know that you're going to pull through and to believe in yourself, because if you believe in yourself, then anything's possible. And I've got the best example of that at home is my beautiful wife, who's fighting end-stage kidney disease. And by the way, if anybody out there knows of anybody that's be willing to donate a kidney, you only need one to live, and my wife doesn't have any that work. So please, Jim at Fried on Business. We really are looking for a kidney, but that woman is strong. She goes to dialysis pretty much every day now. And if you want to know how hard dialysis is, all you got to do is go to Real Sports with Brian Gumbel and see him interview the NFL football player that wanted to die after he had dialysis for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. My wife's been on for 18 months. So, John.
Jim, can I comment on that real quick?
Yeah.
For people that don't know, being on dialysis is like having a really bad flu constantly. So when you say your wife's been on dialysis for 18 months, if people looking at the listening, it's like she's had the flu for 18 months straight.
She has no energy.
It's hard.
She's the toughest person I've ever met. And that was before she got this because she was married to me.
Now that she has this,
it's amazing. So, yes, I'm disciplined. I take risks. I take calculated risks. But you know, it's very important. And, you know, so as you talk to young people, the other thing that I'd like to say is that I look at somebody's career as building a pyramid. And you have to build the pyramid with a very strong base. And sometimes you have to take risks to get that strong base.
Right.
You have to take a little less salary. You have to maybe live in a place you don't want to live. Maybe one of the things I did, I drove back and forth to Boca at rush hour, and it was horrible. AC, I'm getting some feedback. I don't know if you can fix that. And so, you know, it's very important. But, John, tell everybody about the scholarship funds that you're raising across the country. I think it's important that they know about that.
Sure. You know, Jim, I was asked recently in an interview, somebody asked me if racism still existed in America. And I said yes, but it's not like I think how the most people think. I honestly mean this. I don't meet racist people. I deal with CEOs all across the country. I constantly hear them saying they're wanting diverse candidates. They want to hire more African Americans. So that's not where I see it. Where I see it, though, is institutional racism, meaning that the structures put in place were put up by people who are racist. And so because of Jim Crow laws and things like that, we've had a lack of African Americans in real estate.
There's nobody. Very few women, fewer African Americans.
Right.
Period. Don't see them.
Yeah. Well, in the state of Florida, you could not, as a woman, buy a piece of property until the 1970s without having a signature of a man. You think about that. That wasn't that long ago. So my point is this, is that what we've been focusing on is trying to help historically black colleges across the country build real estate programs. We are announcing this here live now.
Thank you. We're making news.
We have endowed the first ever real estate scholarship at Bethune-Cookman University, Florida A&M University, and we're asking people to match us to help create diversity in our industry.
Okay, we only have 30 seconds left, so John, how do they find out more info to match you?
They would just contact me, jcrossman@crossmanco.com, or they could ask you and you would find me.
That's the best. Okay, well, that's a wrap for what's going on in real estate across the state with John Crossman. We'll be back after this short break. We're going to have our UHealth doctor. We're going to talk about Alzheimer's, and then we're going to be back here with UF talking about what's up with the real estate program. Back after this, AC, it is all yours. All right, the mic is hot, and I am back. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
You know, you only have one pair of eyes, so for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Bascom Palmer Eye Institute. For 12 years in a row, Bascom Palmer's been named the nation's best eye care hospital by U.S. News and World Report. Bascom Palmer's board-certified physicians perform thousands of refractive procedures each year, and Bascom Palmer centers in Miami, Palm Beach Gardens, and Plantation are home to some of the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic technologies available for not only LASIK, but for every type of eye care, so you can feel confident you'll get the results you're looking for. Visit BascomPalmer.org/LASIK today to learn more.
Real estate developers, owners, and operators, are you still raising capital for your deals from friends and family the old-fashioned way? Join the future of real estate finance with the pros at Early Shares. Early Shares provides dealmakers with all of the tools, resources, and guidance they need to raise capital online through real estate crowdfunding, making the financing process more transparent, efficient, and data-driven through technology. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Florida's Turnpike north of Glades Road. A tractor-trailer overturned on the median wall there, and two left lanes are blocked northbound. Southbound traffic a little slow coming through the area as well. Right lane is blocked 95 northbound at Commercial Boulevard because of a crash. An accident has the shoulder blocked. This is 95 southbound at Cypress Creek. And a disabled vehicle. Left lane is blocked 95 Express southbound before the Airport Expressway. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hold on. We are back, and we are going straight to our UHealth content. We're going to read about UHealth, and then we're going to have Dr. Marchant on, and we're going to talk about some great new trends in Onicology at Sylvester, but UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and best health care right here in South Florida, and UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is implantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative things. It's very interesting. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, well, these folks can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how UHealth, how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit UHealthDiscovery.com to learn more today. All right, AC. I'm hearing a little feedback. We're going to go straight into our interview with the doctor, Dr. Nipun Merchant. Doctor, are you on the air with me?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, Dr. Merchant, you're joining the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center as the Chief Surgical Officer and Director of Surgical Oncology Research. Wow, that's a mouthful, but it sounds like a big responsibility.
Well, when great things are happening, you know, we need to keep moving forward with it.
Oh, God, I love your energy. Well, tell me a little bit about what's going on there, because I go to the Sylvester, but I go there for pain management with Dr. Patton. I go there for integrative medicine with Dr. Oh, God, that's because he's leaving. That's why I can't remember his name anymore. But anyway, doctor, what's going on with the oncological surgical care, and what are some new trends you're dealing with over there? Dr. Ashwin-Mehta, I knew I'd figure it out.
Going on here, you know, we have really, really enhanced our clinical capabilities. We've enhanced our research capabilities, and it's not two disparate entities. You know, we're combining how we take information from the patients and patients' tumors directly to the laboratory and study them and understand them better and figure out ways of bringing it directly back to the patients and back to the bedside in terms of creating more precise ways of treating people's cancers.
You know, I remember just a couple of years ago, I had some of the folks on from UHealth, and they were talking about they were going to create silver bullets, but they were having a problem because the cancer cells were morphing and they were evolving, and they weren't able to necessarily keep up. It sounds to me like you're getting a little bit of a better handle on that.
Well, we're starting to get a better handle on it. We're understanding what a lot of the key, what are called driver mutations in cancers are. These are mutations within the tumors that are specific initiators of the cancer and what continue to maintain the cancer to continue to grow. And when we can identify these, then we can target these, then it's much more effective therapy.
So your therapies are now able to target the tumor better? Are you taking it out of the person, or is it something sort of generic you're working with?
So there are several things we do. Once we take the tumors out of the person, then we can study an entire genome of mutations within these tumor specimens. And in this way, we can identify specific key driver mutations. The other thing we can also do is take these patients' tumors, and we actually can implant them right into mice. So now we can take one person's tumor, implant it into one mouse, and then as it grows, we take it out, we chop it up into multiple pieces, and we can implant it into multiple mice. And now we can treat these mice with various different therapies, so we know what therapies can be effective against that one person's particular tumor. And then we can take it back to the patient and treat that patient with that type of information.
I got to say, that sounds so logical and simple, but yet so elegantly complex. High five to you. That's great stuff.
It's very interesting stuff, and this is the way we're moving forward. And again, as we do these things and as we understand how these tumors behave better, then we can continue to enhance our therapies that are specific to individual patients instead of trying to treat every single person the same way, because all tumors are very different.
Now, you're a pancreatic cancer guy, and that's the one that scares everybody the most. What's happening with pancreatic cancer? And I got to just say it this way. Is there an early detection? Is that one of the blood tests you're giving now?
No, unfortunately, we still don't have a way to detect it early. And this is one of the major problems of pancreas cancer, is that by the time it's detected, it's already too advanced. In fact, only about 15 to 20% of people that come in with this diagnosis ever come to surgical resection, because 80 to 85% of them, by the time they're diagnosed, the cancer is already too far advanced.
Well, I really don't know where to go with that one, except to say, is there a way that we're, you know, I read about this stuff where cancer sends markers into the blood. Maybe that's, I mean, now I'm just being a guy reading a newspaper talking to a brilliant scientist, but what about that stuff?
So we are working on that. There are certain things in people's blood now that we're starting to test. So we can detect actually circulating tumor cells in the blood and circulating tumor DNA in the blood.
Okay.
And these are just small quantities of tumor cells that escape into the bloodstream. And we have methods now of being able to access those cells from the blood and be able to study those a little bit further. But we're really at an infancy of that type of technology in terms of being able to get it out to daily patient care right now.
Well, I want you on my show every year until you find a cure for that one. We're going to talk about all the progress that's being made, because everybody knows somebody or is one degree of separation from somebody on the pancreatic cancer world. And doctor, I just want to give you all that I can to push you and press you towards that. But you're heading up all kinds of things over there. So what are some of the initiatives that you're going to bring to Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center?
Well, as we talked about, pancreas is you know, a number one killer in this country, and we've made minimal progress. We're actually recruiting additional world-class scientists to develop a pancreas institute here, and we should have pretty much one of the leading centers in the world in terms of pancreas cancer clinical management and treatment. Now, I said that the majority of the people come in with advanced disease. But with some of the novel therapies we have, we're treating patients, you know, prior to surgical resection to be able to try to treat them and shrink their tumors to the point that we can get them to surgical resection. And we have many novel clinical techniques, including electroporation of the tumor, ablation of the tumor, and complex surgical techniques that are not being done anywhere in the entire state of Florida that we are able to do over here and really bring more patients to the operating room to try to cure them of their cancers.
Well, doctor, you know, what I'd like to know is, how do people get more information or find you on the internet? I mean, they can look at the flyer and on my website for information on how to find you, but, you know, how would they find you from UHealth, from the website or from phone numbers or perhaps from your institute somewhere?
Yeah, sure. It's they can get on the UHealth website at any time, or the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center website. A phone number they can directly contact us would be 305-243-4902. That would come right into surgical oncology, and we would be happy to talk to anybody at any time.
Well, you're terrific. I'm so glad to have you on the team with Dr. Nimer and Dr. Livingstone. You are terrific. I'm so glad to have you added here to the UHealth family and to be here to protect myself and my family. One last question, doctor. How did you choose South Florida leaving Vandy? Vandy's got a great school.
Lots of great things were happening there. What truly impressed me was the trajectory that Sylvester was taking over here, the leadership of Dr. Livingstone and Dr. Nimer within the Department of Surgery and the Cancer Center itself, and the direction that they wanted to go in terms of building a world-class center, I was right on board.
Well, listen, I'm so pleased and proud to have you in the community. I'm a GI patient. I don't want to tell you what I've got, but thank God it hasn't got anything to do with pancreatic cancer. But I hope I do get to meet you socially over there at Sylvester. The team of people that they're bringing together there, the deans and the doctors that you mentioned, Dr. Nimer and Livingstone, amazing. What a great resource you're building in our community. And I personally want to thank you for coming to Miami and bringing your talents to South Beach.
Yeah, it's been a true pleasure being here. And, you know, I look forward to greater things. And I look forward to meeting you, not as a patient, but on the social scene.
God bless. We're going to be back after this. Thank you so much. We've had a great time here today on the Freedom Business Show with our special UHealth guest. I want to thank world-renowned pancreatic cancer expert, Dr. Nipun Marchant. I hope I'm getting that right.
Nipun, that's fine.
Nipun, I'm so sorry. Now you caught me. I don't have my glasses on. I'm sorry, doctor.
That's okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to our friends at UHealth, and we'll be right back after this. We're going to give you an update on the real estate program at the University of Florida. So if you want to get into real estate and you want to do it the right way, stick with us. You're going to have the all-star professor. He's seen on campus. They call him out on campus. We'll be back after this. Stick with us. More Freedom Business. AC, it's yours. All right, you know, bully, you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities, and I've got a bunch from them, I knew each time I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage, too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for almost 40 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, this is the time where I talk about Lauren's kids, and kids are back in school, they're meeting their new coaches, and you need to be looking for the signs of grooming, signs that somebody is after your child for no good reason. So go to laurenskids.org and learn to watch what the signs are and make sure your kids know it's okay to tell. Go to laurenskids.org today.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back. We're live from Gainesville, Florida, the studios of WRUF. Oh, man, I am just loving this. And we are back with Kent Malone. Dr. Malone is the undergraduate professor for the real estate program here at the University of Florida. He's the rock star on campus. You say, why? Because who doesn't want to do real estate? And if you met Kent, well, you'd see he's a rock star. So, Dr. Malone, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate that introduction. And, again, it's always nice to have you come up to Gainesville and broadcast your show from here. We have all kinds of great things going on at the University of Florida and the real estate program, both at the undergraduate level and at the graduate level. And we have a ribbon cutting ceremony going on this afternoon. We have a brand new state-of-the-art Center for Real Estate Studies, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, in a brand new location in a building that was built in 1914 and served as the law school for a while, Bryan Hall.
Oh, it's in Bryan Hall?
It's in Bryan Hall, Bryan 200 on the second floor. And
that's above where I took Dave Denslow's class. That was the MBA Computer Center.
That building has...
Oh, my God!
Lots of different things.
Wow. Wow! I didn't even realize that. The vibe that I have just from that space is amazing. Oh, my God, they did this just for me. So, Kent, tell me now, what are you going to be doing in that place?
Well, one of the things that, there were a lot of things that we had planned going for that. One of the wonderful things that we have is the opportunity for a center for students, both at the undergraduate level and at the graduate level, to come and congregate. And we have space for students, for student meetings, for student organizations, for all kinds of events, gatherings, et cetera, all related to real estate.
So real estate's no longer a stepchild of the finance department? You don't have to answer that.
I certainly hope not.
You don't have to answer that. I'd be more than happy to ask Dean Kraft that myself. Dean Kraft, what do you think?
Oh, okay. Bring him over for the ribbon cutting ceremony. Yeah. No,
so
we're definitely in the finance department, finance, insurance, and real estate at the so-called fire.
Fire.
Department. Yep, the fire department. And love it. It is a great spot to house the real estate program because it has so much to do with finance.
It does. It does. And beyond that, you've got all kinds of disciplines. The reason I liked real estate was because it brought everything together, and I'm sort of an everything kind of person.
You're absolutely right in that respect because I get a lot of undergraduate students who have never heard or never even thought about real estate. They thought, oh, real estate, and they think a broker. Well, there's nothing wrong with being a broker, but if you take a look at the umbrella, all of the different facets of real estate, it is development, it's lending, it's title insurance, it is investment. People who are...
I call myself a business person. I'm a real estate business person because I do a bunch of different things.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what real estate is all about. It's a lot of different disciplines, and folks from the finance department, from undergraduate folks, are now starting to discover the real estate program. We have actually grown in undergraduate enrollments. We've doubled in the last year, and it's amazing. Also, UF Online, which is a huge initiative.
Yeah, yeah, my mom beta tested that with you.
Yes. Please be sure to say hi to Lolly.
Lolly's listening. She's listening right now.
She was fantastic. She is a great lady. The UF Online program is now that's getting underway, and we certainly hope to keep things going with that. So no matter where you are on the planet Earth, if you have access to an Internet connection, you can take courses and earn a degree from the University of Florida from your distant location. Testing, all that stuff, we have it covered.
Wow, and it just started out as like a licensure program.
Well, the licensing program is a little bit different from the UF Online program, but the nice thing with the UF Online program is the fact that the students, actually, they're required to take the undergraduate real estate course, REE 3043, real estate analysis. And that has a lot of the basics and the fundamentals of real estate brokerage, transactions, contracts, etc. So actually, if you take REE 3043 at the University of Florida as a degree-seeking student, you actually can waive the FRET Course 1 requirement for your licensing.
Well, now you're talking like a professor. I'll bet you're now going to tell me that a lot of this stuff will get credit towards the CCIM, too.
Well, that's where the MSRE program comes in.
Okay.
So we've got that covered as well. And also, the undergraduate students are now starting to transition into MSRE students through the combined degree program that we have. So we're really doing a lot to promote both.
Well, Kent, I want to thank you so much for coming on the program. How do people get more information about the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies and the real estate programs?
Just go online to the website realestate.ufl.edu, and you can navigate the website for undergraduate as well as graduate courses and programs.
Well, thanks, Kent, and thanks for the program, for serving you up to be on the show today. I want to thank everybody here at WRUF, especially Rob, the program director. I want to thank our sponsors, Kind Snacks, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, there you go, softball there, UHealth, the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies is a sponsor. Thank you to them for hosting us this week. Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, let's see, Lauren's Kids, Aztec Group, UHealth, but the most important person, oh, the CCIMs, did I say that? Oh, I've got a whole bunch of new sponsors. I forgot all about them. Early Shares, thank you, Early Shares. Thank you for Engineered Tax Services. Thank you, Magnum Energy Solutions. Thank you all. And I want to thank our listeners, because without our listeners, this show just wouldn't be possible. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell our friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet that to me, at Jim Fried. The show's at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, our websites gets a bunch of hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our website as soon as they send it out to me, and I flip it over to Robert Pitts to put it up. You know, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week, next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Can't you tell? We're going to have a great time and great guests. Remember, the person that this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you so much, AC, for driving the show today. We're done.
They say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Instead of looking for a man named Jim, I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. The Jim had come bopping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe a song, a different kind of story, when Big Jim hit the floor. Oh, oh, oh. They're saying you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull.
Wall Street comes.